I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What is up, everybody? Thank you for joining me on the latest Mortcast, part of the CSG Network. I'm, of course, your host, Jeff Morton. This is going to be a podcast about the Nuggets' no good, awful summer and how the organization probably is projecting confidence that they don't necessarily have. But in the second half, I'm going to talk to you about how the Nuggets can turn all this negative into a positive. And it won't seem that way, but this is really an exploration in the Nuggets needing to pick a direction. And I know you're thinking that, Jeff, that's weird. They got Nikola Jokic, and I'm not talking about tanking or anything like that, but we'll get into that in the second half. But first, I want to talk to you about our sponsor, BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right up to all the top fights in the UFC/MMA and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to their online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind in one of their 150 slots games. One-stop shop, everywhere you need to go at once. You can also make informed bets, and you can also just do everything else that comes with online betting. It's right there at BetOnline. If I was a betting man, that is where I would go, because I don't want to really go to 50 different apps or anything like that. I want to go everywhere all at once, and BetOnline has that. Head to the website today and get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. That's promo code BLEAV for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online. The game starts here. So the Nuggets Summer League got off to a terrible start. And it's kind of part and parcel to the way this summer has gone. You know, this is the Nuggets have tried to desperately behind the scenes have really tried to spin this as just talk and everything's fine. But the reality of the situation is the Nuggets are not in a good place vibes wise. They still have Nikola Jokic. They still have Jamal Murray. They have Michael Porter Jr. and they have Aaron Gordon. They have decisions to make on all those guys except for Jokic. But in the end, they really want you to see that everything is fine. They're still a contender, and despite losing KCP for nothing, and kind of having this attrition of talent. They want to tell you that Calvin Booth's approach is working and things are going to be fine. That's harder to do when you see the first game of Summer League, which Daron Holmes, just tragic, awful injury to Daron Holmes. I think that people tend to talk about nonsense. Honestly, it's just horrendous bad luck, and most injuries are that. Most tendon injuries and anything like that are generally just bad luck. Jamal Murray's injury in 2021, bad luck. This just happened. It hit on the right spot where his Achilles snapped, and that happens. You get into a point where it just hits a thing. It doesn't have to be a reason. It just happens, and it sucks. From all accounts, Daron Holmes is a very, very good guy, and everyone was rooting for him, and he was showing better in the second half of that first Summer League game. The second one is tonight, by the way, as of this recording. So, I mean, obviously, the Nuggets were just devastated because they invested draft picks to move up to select Daron Holmes, and they wanted him at the very least to see some minutes this year. There was no guarantee that he was going to receive any substantial minutes. We all know who Michael Malone is, and there wasn't any guarantee that that was going to happen. But at the very least, they wanted to put him into Calvin Booth's pipeline and have him get some development and then be ready in the second year. This is the full Booth philosophy. Low round picks, get development, plug in role players. That is the way he thinks. The funny thing about this is about the philosophy was it comes up against reality. And the reality is you can't account for injuries. And the reality is you can't always account for development trajectory. I've said this before. When you go this direction, you are not on, especially with the Nuggets now having 6 guaranteed contracts on the roster of players who are on rookie deals. You are at the mercy of the development trajectory of the people you are drafting. This isn't like veterans where you know where there's a baseline, okay? So when you go this heavy with drafted players, you are at the mercy of how fast they develop, if they develop at all, and the factors around them allowing to be developed. It is not up to just getting drafted. That's why you tend to invest development years and large portions of your roster into rookie deals, because everyone is developing. Everyone is getting a chance. If you have all these like the Oklahoma City Thunder, the reason the Thunder are like that is because, you know, aside from Shea, and then now they brought in Caruso and Hartenstein. The lead up to it was they were just allowing players to develop, and that is the trajectory of that sort of thing. It is hard to devote a tremendous amount of your roster to the development of youth when you are trying to ostensibly win, because your timeline gets depressed and you become more and more dependent on the timeline of people who need time. Time equals cost equals development. That's all that thing. So anyway, that philosophy aside, what you saw in the first Summer League game was not being able to account for a bad luck injury, a cataclysmic injury. And you can't just, there's not something that you can build in a variable for, you know, in the people's thought process. And I know for a fact that Calvin Booth doesn't think about that sort of thing. So that put a gigantic crimp into the Nuggets' plan. Additionally, now obviously there's the rest of Summer League to go. And quite frankly, everyone who's listened to this podcast knows my philosophy on Summer League. You really can't tell anything from Summer League. Summer League is, since you're not playing, quote, NBA players, in a sense that you're not playing ready-made NBA players, and you're not playing guys, veterans, or anything like that, you can't go from one to the other. You cannot go from the what you're doing in Summer League and apply it to the NBA, because that's not the same thing. The caliber of talent's not the same thing. The amount of players who are NBA players is not the same thing. There's a lot of guys who are just trying to get a foot in the league in there. You got a lot of second round picks and of course drafted picks, and you know, it is very youth oriented. Really what you're looking for in Summer League is competence. I've said this over and over. What you're looking for when you go into Summer League is just, is this person competent? Is this person knowing what direction they are going on offense? Has this person got command of what their own skill set is? And sometimes you can just really tell in a Summer League game that the guy, someone's not ready. You know, you can tell that immediately because they don't know which direction they're going. Hunter Tyson actually had some issues with that. He just looked unsure of himself, particularly on defense. But the big issue right now that the Nuggets are having is that they were really depending, or very largely, particularly Calvin Booth, is depending on the development of one Jalen Pickett, a second-round draft pick who he devoted a guaranteed contract to. So the issue that has coming into this this Summer League was, because we didn't see a ton of Jalen Pickett last year, the supposition is that he would have to develop on his own, going to G League games last year and whatnot, with not getting that much time on the club. And then he was supposed to, like, with that sort of maturity, be able to show out again this Summer League. I'll be honest with you, he not only did not show out, he really did not look good at all. And I think that sort of thing is not very good for his prospects. Now, he could show a lot more in game two and not really have to get people to think that the first game was an aberration, rust, blah, blah, blah. I mean, everyone's rusty. And to be honest with you, well, things happen like that. You have a long time off and sometimes you don't look good. They have had practices before now. But in reality, sometimes you just need to play a little to work out the kinks. So not drawing huge conclusions in game one, but it wasn't good for Jalen Pickett. And that applies also to Hunter Tyson, who also was hit some shots, but he was also just didn't seem to know where he was going on defense and was cooked pretty thoroughly. And Julian Strother was the only one of the second-year players who looked like they had taken an advancement, that he had gone from point A to point B. And in some of these second-year players, that's what you want to see. You specifically, since the Summer League is generally for first and second-year players, you want to see what you saw the last Summer League, particularly if you did not see them in the big league club, like this is baseball, when you're in the NBA. If they didn't get a ton of minutes in the NBA, you want to see an advancement from where you saw them the first Summer League to the second one. And the only one of the Nuggets that really did that was Julian Strother, even though his 25 wasn't exactly what you would call an efficient 25, he did show a level of advancement that you just do not hadn't see from Hunter Tyson and Jalen Pickett. So in that spirit, one of the big problems that we have with the booth approach is, once again, since you're on the timeline of people who develop, as the Nuggets lose, and it's a war of attrition because the Cronkies have a hard cap, it's a war of attrition. You're going to keep losing players. And what you need to do is replace players with the equal caliber of the player that you've lost. And if you're going all in on the draft, the fundamental thing you need to do is have that player that's behind you, the guy you just lost, be as good. There's no guarantee. Now, Michael Malone said this, and Christian Brown reiterated, there's no guarantee that Christian Brown will take over in the second two-guard spot. I think that's kind of preordained that he will, but, you know, you never know what's going to happen. There's the implication that Julian Strother could do it, you know, whatever. But there is just, you want to know that Christian Brown is going to be not only replace what Kentavious Caldwell-Pope got brought you, but be able to maintain a level of excellence that he was able to do, particularly in a championship season, because the Nuggets are on, are trying to do a very rough, not quite a severe version of the two timelines thing that the Golden State Warriors did. And one of those things is you are not necessarily on Calvin Booth's timeline, you're on Nikola Jokic's timeline. And that should be the superseding timeline, but since they have so many rookie contracts on this roster now, you are kind of left at a junction point where you are kind of split. And they need to conform to Nikola Jokic's timeline, not these rookies. And that's hard to do the more youth you sign. They signed another guaranteed youth who's now injured on this timeline. They are heavily dependent on Calvin Booth's draft picks. In the second half, I'm going to give you a positive spin. I'm going to give you something that I indicated probably about a month ago, but I kind of want to talk about and kind of give us an idea of how the Nuggets can reset the vibes and put them in a direction that is not quite as doom and gloom as it has been this offseason. And I'll be getting that in the second half of the podcast. But first, would like to talk to you about Blanchard Family Wines, located between 18th and 19th and Blake and Wazee in beautiful lower downtown Denver, Colorado, just a couple blocks away from Coors Field, right in the middle of a dairy block. They're always online at bfwcolorado.com. They're on Facebook and Instagram under Blanchard Family Wines. Great wines there, reds, whites, Rieslings. The Riesling is a partnership with a Western Slope, and it is a dry Riesling, which is great for someone who, like me, who doesn't like sweet wine. But they also got a great Pinot, they got a great Cabernet, and they really got the best of what Colorado has to offer and Sonoma County, California, where their original location is. But they also have a location in Fort Collins, and they have one in Golden, in case that you can't make it down to the dairy block. But if you go down to the dairy block, go down and make sure you experience the vibes. We're deep into Colorado summer right now. In evenings in Denver are really great. Head on out, spend some time there, and really enjoy what Denver has to offer, particularly lower downtown. Once again, they're located between 18th and 19th and Blake and Wazee in beautiful lower downtown Denver, Colorado, just a couple blocks away from Coors Field, right in the middle of the dairy block. They're always online at bfwcolorado.com. They're on Facebook and Instagram under Blanchard Family Wines. When you go in or you talk to them, tell them Jeff Morton from CSG Podcast sent you.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you, Tremfya, guselkumab, is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
As this year has unfolded, and this offseason has unfolded, it's been really hard to find a lot of silver linings in this cloud, because the Nuggets' own issues with all the investment they put into Daron Holmes, who now has an Achilles injury, and getting off of Reggie Jackson's contract, they boxed themselves in. Now today, Calvin Booth said that he anticipates there being no real negotiation needed to sign Jamal to whatever contract that they are presented to him. I don't necessarily believe the number that was put out there. I'll explain that in a future podcast. But he said that today. Let's see if it's true. Let's see if it's true. All that aside, and the Jamal discussion is completely different. It's time for the Denver Nuggets to pick a direction. And by direction, I mean committing fully to Nikola Jokic. And I think now with Calvin Booth being this is his last year under contract, the Nuggets should probably take this opportunity, seeing the Daron Holmes injury, seeing the fact that they don't have, well, they only have basically one draft pick and swaps, but they have one first-round draft pick, 2031, first-round pick to trade. The Nuggets need to take this opportunity to bite the bullet, trade Zeke Nagy, maybe a couple of Calvin's draft picks, and invest in Nikola Jokic. And this is really where the Nuggets need to start thinking. Because the Booth doctrine has a giant hole blown in it by the virtue of Jalen Pickett not getting much attention last year, development. Hunter Tyson looking and Daron Holmes being out for the year with an Achilles injury, and who knows how he'll look when he gets back. The Nuggets really have a gigantic hole blown in their philosophy. It's untenable at this point. They're also, even though Christian Brown and Peyton Watson are still on the roster, it is the rest of it that hasn't necessarily turned out. Now is time for the Nuggets to just accept that they need to attach an asset to trade Zeke Nagy for someone, right? The Russell Westbrook thing, I have explained this before. I am more pessimistic on the prospects of the Nuggets getting him right now than I am most other people. The Clippers have no incentive to actually do the Nuggets a solid. So I think that part is hanging out there. But the Nuggets need a backup point guard, someone out there. I mean, I'm not going to give you a name. But the Nuggets need to find a competent serviceable backup point guard who is not Jalen Pickett. And why I'm saying this is positive, I think in the grand scheme of things, sometimes you need to have out of your control things happen for you to realize that the way you've committed to something isn't necessarily the best way. I've always explained to this with the Booth approach. If they were moving up way up in a draft for a high upside, potentially low side, but high upside player, kind of like what the Wolves did this year, you know, when they went all the way up to number 8 and got their guy, you need a risk like that. You need an ability to move up in a draft if you're going to go all in on a draft, particularly if your team is already good. Kind of like what the Spurs did in 2011 when they moved up to get Kawhi Leonard. They traded George Hill to the Indiana Pacers. So they needed to go up and get a high upside player, because high upside players are more likely to be able to get the development within the structure. It's the lower upside players that need time on the floor to find out where they fit in, because they are not going to show out in the way that high upside players are going to be doing. What they're going to be doing is being a fit. I think the Nuggets need to realign themselves, and if Calvin Booth does not want to alter completely his strategy, he needs to start trading players for particularly Zeke Nagy, and maybe a couple of these draft picks that aren't out there. They need to do a bundle, throw in that first-round pick in 2031, get either a player who's been underused on a team, or B, maybe a potential to move up in a draft 2025, 2026, one of those. Because in the war of attrition, the Nuggets are losing out. They are not being able right now to replace the players that have gone out with equal talent, particularly KCP. I know everyone likes Christian Brown, but there's serious flaws in Christian Brown's game. Now, the positive about this is now is the time that Calvin Booth is able to switch course, not dramatically necessarily, but understand that he needs to be bold. Because being bold right now, not desperate, but bold. Okay. If you act desperate, you're gonna mess up. But if you act bold, you will be either rewarded richly or not. But you gotta be willing to risk that. And the Nuggets sort of are in this weird holding pattern with guys who aren't necessarily star players on the roster. The youth that he's brought in. A Jalen Pickett who did not look good, a Hunter Tyson who looked meh, and you have Zeke Nagy, who clearly they didn't want to keep on the roster, is still here because of it. So they are at this weird point where they need to pick a direction. And when I say pick a direction, clean house of the sunk cost. And the sunk cost is Pickett, Tyson, and Zeke Nagy. Attaching a pick to move off of that might be worth it if you get a player on your roster. And once again, the Westbrook thing is different, and I'll just address that later. But right now, your front court is what your front court is. You got in Dario Saric to be ostensibly the backup 4-5. You have Vlatko Chanchar, who's your backup 4-5. The Nuggets don't feel they need to be doing much more on that front, because even with even with him out, the Nuggets were okay there. That's why he wasn't guaranteed to get a ton of minutes. It is backup guard where the Nuggets really, really were struggling. They need to move on from Zeke, Tyson, Pickett, pick. Get yourself a competent backup point guard. Be bold and keep going forward. That doesn't invalidate. It does not invalidate the approach, but it's a concession to the fact that a bunch of shit happened that you couldn't account for, and some of it you could. Giving Tyson and Pickett guaranteed contracts when you didn't have to severely hurt your ability to be flexible. Now is a time the Nuggets can pivot away from being inert and into moving forward. And that's how the Nuggets can do that this season. Right now is a great opportunity with Daron Holmes being out and seeing what you've seen from Pickett and Tyson. You need to be able to unload these guys. And look, it could be, and like I said, an undervalued player, maybe not a player that on a roster that is highly thought of, that the Nuggets can go and say, like, look, our culture is great. We put him here and he will thrive. It was kind of similar to what happened with Reggie Jackson. You know, Reggie Jackson's was the Clippers cut him and he was bought out. Or in fact, I think he was traded, cut, and then he was bought out. The Clippers didn't want him anymore, and the Nuggets got him, and he was good for a little bit and was able to give the Nuggets something. But right now, the Nuggets are kind of stuck in cement, and that is the real disappointing part of this whole scenario. They have, because of factors that have happened, and they can't count on Daron Holmes for a long, long time now. So they're going to have to be able to be nimble. And this is the team that refuses to go into the second apron. Well, this is why you refuse to go in the second apron. You are going to have to be clever. And this is going to force Calvin Booth to be clever. He has to be clever now. He can't sit on his hands. He cannot go into this season with the team as it is, because quite frankly, they just do not have a backup point guard. So being able to do that and move, this disappointment right now may be an opportunity for the Nuggets to shake out the cobwebs and do something. And if Calvin Booth's able to do this, I will be the first person out there, both on Twitter and in this podcast, praising him. Okay? You have my word. If Calvin Booth does that, I will be singing his praises on this podcast, and I will be a lot more positive about this Nuggets offseason. But right now, the team just needs to attach a first-round pick in order to get off of three, quite frankly, disappointing contracts, in my view. If they are able to do that and generate some flexibility, and I know they're in this first apron, I think there's some restrictions about what they can do, but they need to be able to move on. And if it takes moving on from Zeke Nagy, just move on from him. If it's moving on from Tyson and Pickett, maybe not attaching a first with them, but doing something like that, you need to do it. The Nuggets are in a state of arrested development, and they need to move the needle back up again. They are on this slow slope down, and they need to be pointed back up again. And I'm not talking about a trade for Damian Lillard, but I'm talking about just getting rid of the dead weight. And they've got a lot of dead weight at the back of that roster in the form of those three players. Calvin Booth needs to be creative. He needs to be able to move that. And if he does, this team will be, regardless of what the return is, the Nuggets will be able to point that needle back up in the right direction. All right, thank you all for joining me on the latest Morecast. I'm going to be back in a couple days with another episode. Goodbye.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.